Draw me nearer. Tonight we give place to prayer, and we want to do that in a short time. We'll take some prayer requests and pray together. But before that, I first would like to welcome our brother Stephen, arrived today. God bless you, brother. Nice to see you. You know, the last time I saw you, you had less hair, and I had more. Now I don't know how that works. Tell me your secret, brother. Praise God. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Lord. Our theme for this year is Lord, teach us to pray. And if you didn't receive one of these little booklets, there are some at the doors. Well, not anymore over there. I think there are some behind that tissue box, Brother George. Yes? Yeah, there are. Okay, so if you didn't receive it, I just encourage you to take one. These are just a collection of articles that the selections that the staff has been using every morning as they meet together for their time of devotion, and we make it available to the guests as well. And some of these articles were taken from sermons that Brother Hans Waldfogel gave years ago, and Brother Hans was our founder of this camp and the pastor at the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. So I think it's something that you'd like to have and to take and to read. Lord, teach us to pray. And in keeping with that theme, we've been looking at prayers in the Bible. And tonight I would like to just pass out something else that I've come across over the years. It's entitled The Personal Prayer List, and I'm going to need help here giving these out. Again, who will help me?
You'll help me, McKay. You want to do that other side?
And just a way of background, this came to us from the Zion Faith Homes. And without going into too much history, Brother Hans Waldfogel was influenced by the ministry of the Zion Faith Homes, which were led for a time by Sister Martha Wing Robinson. Maybe that name is familiar to some of you. You've seen some of her writings. Maybe you've read her biography in Radiant Glory. And her ministry had a great impact upon Brother Hans and the ministry that God gave him. And so we, as I said, this came to us through the Zion Faith Homes. And our Sister Martha Weldon was part of that Zion work for a number of years as a younger person. And so I asked her just to come up and give her own personal testimony regarding this before we look at it together. All right, so Sister Martha, come.
This is very special to me. When I was 18 years old, graduating from high school, I wondered what the Lord wanted to do with my life. Is anybody 18? I guess we're all a little older than that. But I was 18, and as I was vacuuming in our house at home, all of a sudden the presence of the Lord came to me so strongly, and the Lord spoke one word, "You're to go to Zion." Well, I knew about Zion. I had visited there. My mother was a trainee there in 1936 through 1940, and my mother had taught us and taken us there for vacation. So when my mother came home from work, I said, "Mother, Mother, I must tell you something." She said, "I already know you're going to Zion." So we called the Faith Homes, and they accepted me as one of their students. And the first thing they did was give me one of these to teach me how to pray. It was a guideline for praying to get to know Jesus. My teacher was Mary Elizabeth Judd. She was a student of Martha Robinson. And she told me the first thing is to get to know Jesus. And so I was given time in the morning to pray alone, to know Jesus. That was my course. It wasn't a long Bible theology. It was get to know Jesus, pray to know him. And also ask him to give you a clean heart really, when I was graduating from high school, I thought of the 300 students, I'm going to go be a missionary. I'm going to go to the faith home. There was a missionary training center. But it happened to be 40 years later that I found myself on Chinese soil. The Lord had a work to do in me. And this especially was to know Him. At one point in my life, I thought that my first visit here to Pilgrim Camp, this is God's will for my life. This is what I've been training for. But the door was closed. There was no opening to come here year-round. And as I sought the Lord, He brought me back to this prayer. And it was amplified by a missionary from Africa who also trained in the faith home. And this is how she summarized it. Jesus, I just want You and Your wonderful will for my life. So I began to pray that, Jesus, I just want You and Your wonderful will for my life. And that's changed my whole life. Well, the second part here was on consecration. And I was 8 years in the faith home altogether, but the first 2 years I was taught to make a consecration. And what does it mean to be consecrated? Well, something had happened in my life physically. I was in emergency surgery, and the Lord dealt with me through that I should consecrate. And I did what Mrs. Robinson taught about, write it out. So I took a sheet of paper and I wrote out, I, Martha Emma Beidle, at that time, give myself altogether to You, Lord Jesus. I made it a contract. And at the end, I gave Him my family, my friends, my future, my ideas about marriage. I just wrote it all out in black and white, and then I signed it, for time and eternity to be Yours. So I signed it, and many mornings when I would read these prayers, I would read that contract I made, that I'm consecrated to You, Lord Jesus. And He's taken me on an adventure of a lifetime. Also, the cleansing part. Miss Judd especially zeroed in on the middle of that prayer. Show me myself the way You see me. Now you realize I had a mother that was trained in the faith home. I was a child when my sister and I knelt at our bedside to ask Jesus to come into our heart. I thought it was pretty good. I thought I was willing to go to a faith home, and I was on the right track. And sometimes I was looked down at in school by others because I didn't participate in some of the things they did. But I felt, well, I'm pleasing Jesus, and I must be pretty right. But what an eye-opener when I started to pray, show me myself the way You see me. Oh, Mrs. Robinson said, God's looking glass never lets us be conceited. We suddenly realize what's in our heart. It was there from the time we were born. It was those inbred sins. And I got very discouraged. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was a good girl. But the things the Lord showed me in the daily life of how self-centered I was, how proud I was, how conceited I was, those things He wanted to take away, and I really got what they call, Brother Hans Waffle called them a dump. I get so discouraged. Then my teacher told me, you need to, before you pray, start praising the Lord. Just walk back and forth in your room and praise Him. Thank Him for showing you yourself the way He sees you. Because when we get a sight of Jesus, really, we see ourselves and we find out that He wants to change us. He wants to transform us into His image. Of course, they taught us to pray for love, but mostly She taught me to pray, bring me down. That's on the back page, humility. At the very beginning of serving the Lord, we need the Lord to bring us down low at His feet, to see Him, that He's the one. He's the one we are serving. He's the one to keep our focus on. And even as He opens doors for ministry, He has done marvels in my life. The older I get, the more work I have to do for the Lord Jesus. I've reflected on it this year, that since Pastor Chow has gone to be with the Lord Jesus, I've been given His classes to teach, and it seemed like everything I was taught at the beginning has been so important for the ministry He's given me now among the Chinese leaders, that we need purity in the ministry. We need humility in the ministry. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need Jesus to change us, to bring us low at His feet, and especially to fill us with His own Spirit. He wants to take over. He wants to live out His life within me. So this is a treasure. It's a treasure, and I know it'll open wonderful doors for the young people, and it's certainly been a means of directing me on the right path.
I believe that throughout the day you would pray different parts of this or spend time in prayer. And I know that might not be possible for us to do just like that. But I would encourage you, maybe just start with one section. And during the day, just focus on that one section. And when you feel you've the Lord lets you move to the next section, well, then do that. But please take this, and we'll use it tonight if, as we go to prayer. If there's a specific area you'd like to pray about, well, here's a help for you. But keep it in your Bible. Keep it close, and I think it'll be helpful to us. Lord, teach us to pray. Do you think the Lord wants to teach us how to pray? Of course He does. And He wants us to enter into that relationship that we heard about. That's what really prayer is. It's not reciting something over and over again. It's not necessarily reading prayers, but it's praying and communicating with God, opening our hearts and allowing the Holy Spirit to draw us and to work in us. And so I thank you, Sister Martha. That was wonderful sharing with us.